in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades, these outdoor kind of halls with columns providing shade. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. And as we picture this setting, in parts of it, it sounds kind of nice. It's at the poolside in the Mediterranean territory. Sounds kind of like a nice place until he's got colonnades for shade. Until we see, okay, this is by the sheep gate. So this is in the north, northeast part of Jerusalem where there's an opening in the wall where just north of the temple, not far from the temple. And they believe this is where they brought in the sheep for the sacrifice. So you're in a sheep corridor. There's probably evidence that sheep have been there around. And then there's this presence of invalids, blind and lame and paralyzed. And in this culture of this day, matched with that, there was most assuredly great poverty. So there's people out there begging and waiting. It's not the kind of place that if you go to TripAdvisor and you search the top 20 things to do while I'm in Jerusalem, go to visitjerusalem.com, you're not going to find recommendations to hang out at the pool Bethesda. This is not the place that the disciples are pulling out their phones and doing Snapchat selfies at. There's misery around, and nothing against, obviously, disabled in our time, but there's great poverty that's there. There's a level of desperation, and even the fact that Jesus is here with his disciples is starting to show us an underlying intentionality to this episode, this encounter, as we see Jesus showing a compassion that is personal.